So I wanted to talk a little bit this week about Parshas Noach, of course. This is the first year anniversary of our Points to Ponder, and Be'ezus Hashem will have a lot of Hatzlacha learning together in the upcoming years. The Parsha begins with the discussion of Noach. Eile toldos Noach, Noach ish tzadik, and the Medrash Tanchuma here expands on the virtue of the yeshiva and the destiny that holy yeshivas that were always there and will always be present without the pain of Chevli Moshiach in the future. It's interesting that Rav Yaakov Shapira Shalita, the Rosh Yeshiva Merkaz HaRav, quotes his father, Rav Avram Shapira, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who asked why this long Medrashaic exposition in the beginning of the Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Noach appears in regard to Noach. Why would one need to know about yeshivas when the world was being destroyed? He explains that unlike Avram Avinu, who was identified as a Zaken V'yoshev by yeshiva, but notwithstanding managed to transcend the boundaries of the doors of the yeshiva to influence a whole world, Noach and his descendants, Shem and Aver, merely sought to influence their own students. Rav Shapira adds that before one can influence an outside, one needs to have a yeshiva wherein he too can recharge spiritually and stay off the threat to the outside. Rav Govich Zatzal, the late great Rosh Yeshiva of Karen V'Yavne, used to tell us all the time, that's the beauty of the yeshiva. The yeshiva is Tevas Noach. The yeshiva is man's opportunity to know that everything is being taken care of and he's safe and he's protected from the outside. And that during the month of return to the long Zman, one of the early parshios that we bump into, usually the first parsha we bump into, is Parshas Noach, for us to have an influence from the Tevas Noach, that is a yeshiva. It's interesting to also add that they say that the Chasam Sofer used to insist that when the Rabbanim would go out from the yeshiva in Pressburg, one of the contractual obligations that used to become part of the norm, as per the direction of the Chasam Sofer in the yeshiva in Pressburg, is that in all rabbinic contracts, all Rabbanim had to take time out to go back to yeshiva at a prescribed period of time every year in order for them to be able to go ahead and recharge their batteries. This historically provided the Rabbanim with a sense to reconnect to their source and to help allay the birth pangs of Mashiach. Sometimes we are so distanced from regular ongoing chevreshaft that we forget we get our own inspiration, be we Rabbanim, be we teachers, be we Rebbes, be we anybody else. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman used to tell his Talmidim that he too needed to go to his Rebbe and would spend the Yomim Noroim in Radin as opposed to in his yeshiva with his Talmidim in Baranovich. Eila told us Noach to offset the challenges of the world at large. The Talmud Chacham, and everybody really needs a connection to the Yeshivos HaKadoshos. Anyway, the Torah goes on to describe Vizasher Taso, so this is the way that you should make the Teva Shloshmeos Amos Arka, that it should be 300 Amos long and 50 Amos wide, 30 Amos high. Tzohar Tasela Teva, you have to make a Tzohar for the Teva, Ve'el Amotech Alena Momala. So Rav Shlomo Amar Shalita, the recently elected chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, asked why there are so many different sizes specified for the Teva. He explains, citing the Vilna Gaon, who explains that the Satan operates in many different ways in the world. Sometimes he's known as the Nachash Nun Ches Shin. Sometimes he's known as Samuel Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. Now the Mekubalim know that the name Nachash has primarily evil in the center, which is the letter Ches, with sweeteners in the end. That's why we want a sin. So that's the Nun and the Shin. Similarly, the name Samuel has the Samach Mem in the center. The primary name of Samuel is he's identified in the Kabbalistic and Gemara literature. Those are the pure evil of Samuel, and the Aleph and Lamed as the sweeteners of enticement as well. So at the time of the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the B'nai Elohim were experiencing the Rak Ra, only the evil. And therefore, what they experienced was the fact that evil had even shed its sweeteners. Hence, says Rav Amar, you see the use of the word Chamas, the Ches, without the Nun and Shin of Nachash, and the Mem and Samach from Samuel. He didn't have to hide behind the sweeteners as well. And that's Ki Malah Haaretz Chamas. And so in order to counter it, Noach was told to build the Teva of protection. he was told to go ahead and only have the sweetness. And thus he was told to build the teva 300 amos, or the letter shin, by 50 amos, which is the letter nun. And of course, with the height of lamed of the shloshim ama komasa, the 30 height, and as the Torah adds, the elamot chalena momala, the extra aleph. So, in other words, the goal was to put the sweetness, which would protect Noach and the world's future, from rak kol hayom. Rav Amar himself adds that if we can learn this from a single carpentry lesson in the Torah, think of all the different sodos that exist in each aspect of Torah life and mitzvah observance, and all the secrets contained there within. If we stop and think about why and how each little piece is there, we would realize that there is depth to the totality that is Torah. Anyway, after the Teva episode and after the flood, Noach is told, "Umorachem v'chitchem yiyu." That your influence is going to be felt on the animals and on the birds and even al digei hayam. And the question has to be asked, why did the fish get a special mention independent of other animals? After all, the fish had no influence by Noach during the year of the Teva. And the Chasam Sofer explains, at least his Talmud, the Mikri Dardaki, explains that this was that a person should not come to the conclusion that Noach's new influence over the animals, or the charge of the influence, was not a repayment for the human saving of the animals. Instead, it was the will of Hashem to have the world function this way. So therefore, even though the fish were not saved by the Teva, the fish are also supposed to recognize that they too are subservient to man. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "As kashti nasati be'anan, I put my rainbow in the clouds." And why is the rainbow the sign from Hashem that He will not destroy the world again? So Rav Chaim Amsalem Shalita suggests that this generation of the flood was destroyed because of Hamas. Hamas, says Rav Amsalem, means corruption. That is to say, disparate parts of the world could not and did not function appropriately in society. And thus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, had no choice but to destroy the society and create a new one by being stuck on a teva together. In order to do that, they would need to function together and coexist. The rainbow is such a sign of disparate things, colors, that can come together by reaching in disparate ways towards Shamayim, reach up, link up, and then bend themselves back down and enlighten the world. And thus the keshet is a responsible response when disparity exists within the world. The pasuk continues and says, "When HaKadosh Baruch Hu vaya ba'anani anan ala aretz v'nirasa keshes ba'anan," that when I put my cloud on the land, the rainbow will be seen in the clouds. Mori v'Rabbi Rav Shechter would also remind us that this symbol of the rainbow was a reminder of the Or HaGanos from the 6 days of creation. The hidden light that was apparent during the 6 days of creation that had been hidden inside each and every human being. That is to say, says Rav Shechter, even when it looks like we are pretty rotten and we don't deserve to be saved, the rainbow reminds us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everyone has an Or HaGanos inside. And the tzaddikim who give up on the door, on the generation, just like Noach did, should reconsider. Because after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Noach has this horrible episode when he comes out of the teva, and he gets drunk, and his children, Shem and Yefes, took the garment. And Rashi notes that as a result of their involvement, Shem received the mitzvah of tzitzis, while Yefes received the promise that his children will merit kvura at the time of the battle of Gog and Magog. So the Abni Nezer, as he's cited by his son, the Shem Yishmuel, he explains that while Shem was motivated internally to care for his father's personal kavod, thus Shem's reward becomes a mitzvah, which comes with kavana. Yefes, on the other hand, was merely motivated by external reasons. He didn't think it was right for a person to have his dignity taken away from him. And so he followed Shem with a lesser intent. And as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him with an external reward, the limitation of his own embarrassment and his children's embarrassment in the future. We then read the famous story of the Dor HaFlaga, by Hikol La'aretz Safa Achas. Now one needs to approach the story of Migdal Bavel and the sin carefully to fully appreciate the storyline. After all, even the intent of the builders is shrouded in machlokas. Was the tower a weapon that was built to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Was it a pillar to keep the sky from falling down? Why did everyone join in? What did mixing up the languages do to solve the problem? Was it a punishment? Pashtus is not. So Rav Schlesinger, the Rav of Gilo, Shalita, explains and suggests that the generation of the Dor HaPlugah wanted world peace, with everyone living in close proximity. The problem, says Rav Schlesinger, is that the problem with this kind of peace is that it breeds complacency before the proper time for peace and without the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore Hashem set them apart in order to guarantee that they wouldn't be complacent, but rather that He runs the world. And that therefore they need to strive and build and continue to function and keep building further. It should be pointed out, of course, that Rabbi Yosef Yudalei Bloch, Hashem Yinkom Damav of Tells, takes a serious exception to this approach and points out that one needs to be very careful when offering this type of logic. Finally, in the Haftorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the declaration, Kimei Noach Zosli, and by referring to